All right. Speaking of getting involved, let's bring on Lauren Young, who is representing the Tempe Coalition this morning. Lauren, good morning. I'm Andy. You've got Mike Wilson, and you've also got Spencer Rockchalk Chihawk in the mix. How are you this morning, Lauren?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Can't complain. You know, it's another day in paradise for the most part. Obviously, our lives and things have changed quite a bit. I just want to ask you before we get too involved, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're trying to accomplish with what your mission is.
Awesome. So, like I said, my name is Lauren, and I am working with the Tempe Coalition this summer through the AmeriCorps program up at NAU. And so a little bit about me is I went to school here in the Valley. I just graduated from Mountain Point High School. And in the fall, I'm actually going to the University of South Carolina to study marketing. And so what I really want to help the Tempe Coalition with this summer, that's my personal goal, is I really want to help them market a little bit more and making sure that we're getting the word out there about what we do. The Tempe Coalition is a way for we help educate people on youth underage substance use and misuse, as well as provide different resources for not only youth, but we're also starting to branch out into the older generations as well.
Good morning, Lauren. It is one of those things. I'm a former teacher working with lots of high school age kids. And, you know, you see a lot of things as you teach high school. In your humble opinion, what's the biggest problem for our youth today in terms of these opioids, vaping, you know, all those kind of things they can get messed up in that can really, you know, turn their life in a way that they don't want it to go?
Well, I think looking at the data we've seen come in, we are seeing a rise in e-cigarettes and vaping, different things like that, that we are seeing rise. We are seeing a little bit of a decline that we learned from CADCA this summer, or this past winter, did the CADCA conference, that we are having a decrease in opioids. We're starting to see an increase in stimulant misuse as well. So I do believe that, like, vaping and all that stuff is a definite issue for our teens and our younger generation right now.
Absolutely, 100%. We've all seen it. That's the voice of Lauren Young from the Tempe Coalition with us here on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. Let me ask you this. What are some of the messages that you try to give people in the sense of obviously not going down this path? How do you help people?
Well, we have a whole bunch of different initiatives we're going on right now with the Tempe Coalition. And we have the opioid resources. We just got something from the Governor's Youth Office of Youth, Family, and Faith. And so we're able to kind of help educate and provide more resources on opioid and prescription drug misuse. But one of our big initiatives right now is 21 or Too Young. And so we're really trying to enforce the fact that if you're not 21, you're too young to be drinking. You're too young to be trying to use alcohol. And we're trying to limit the use of underage alcohol drinking. And the other thing that we're really trying to push to parents, at least, is to support their kids' interests. We're seeing that when parents support their kids' interests in other things, whether it be sports, academics, music, anything your kid's interested in, they tend to stray away from the misuse of prescription drugs, alcohol, and pretty much everything in general. And so we're really trying to help promote that to parents, that your kids are listening to you. And it may not feel like it at times, especially when you have a teenager, but in reality, they are really listening to you.
Man, I go through that kind of thing all the time. I feel like it goes in one ear and right out the other, to be honest with you, Lauren. Sometimes the message that we're trying to provide to our kids is obviously a positive and a good one. And I feel like, I don't know if this is the case with everybody, but there's a lot of, like, fight back. And in that case, what do you suggest? If you're getting a little bit of fight back from your child, you being a child, I'm assuming that you've never given your parents a problem at all, but but if you have, what were some of the methods that they may have used to kind of, like, right the situation?
Well, I know for me, like, whenever I get really into something and I'm sticking my ground, my parents will just try their best, and they'll be like, this is what happened. They'll try and share a little bit of a personal anecdote. They'll be like, this is kind of what happened to me when I was your age.
Doesn't work for me, Lauren.
About that.
Lauren, that
no, one doesn't.
Doesn't work for me. They tell me that I'm ancient and that like those things don't matter anymore. It's like they're like, you're not with the times. I'm like, well, you know what? Sometimes like when we were growing up as kids, Mike and I, not necessarily Spencer. Spencer's 20 years old in here. Mike and I are very close to 50. So
29.
When I was growing up as a kid, you know, it was like I listened to my parents. Whatever they told me, I trusted, I believed. It's like these days I feel like you get more of that like
pushback
where they don't necessarily believe what we're telling them.
And see, I mean, I totally get that. But what we're seeing from a data side, though, is that we're actually seeing through our Arizona youth surveys that kids are actually listening to their parents. They confide in their parents. And so it may not feel like it a lot of the time, because I know teenagers can be really rebellious. We can be kind of like, we want to push the boundaries. We don't want to listen. But what it really comes down to it, instilling those beliefs and instilling those, like, the knowledge in your child, it actually does work. And what we're seeing, though, is that from a prevention side, we're seeing teens relate a lot better to data. They relate a lot better to statistics. And what that's kind of coming from is that we're starting to see a STEM turn in our education systems. We're starting to see more of a focus on math and science. And so the data really speaks to them that way.
Very interesting. That's what I was going to say, because at the end of the day, science doesn't lie, does it?
No. Data is really hard to manipulate.
Yeah, data doesn't care about your opinion. Like it does. It is what it is. And
so, just out of curiosity, where do you get your data from?
Right.
So we get data from a couple different sites. Our main one, though, is our Arizona Youth Survey. It comes out every 2 years, and so it's teens take it in their schools, and that's how we kind of survey kind of what we see going on in our areas.
Well, I was just going to ask you, you know, you talk about kids and getting that pushback. You know, Lauren, doesn't it really just come down to, and I think you and I are on the same page with this, but I mean, just how you talk to your kids, how you approach a given subject for maybe the pushback to be minimized?
I think so. I mean, just approaching your kid is just, you have to be the parent sometimes.
Right.
But it's okay to be the friend every once in a while. Like, you don't want to consistently always be the parent or always be the friend.
But is that
having that mix of both is really good, because when you approach the situation, if you approach a situation as a friend, you might help, depending on the situation, it might help more than just being a parent and just laying down the law. Be having that understanding, but also not being afraid to, if something's really wrong, figuring out the best course of action for it.
That's a really, look, it sounds easy, but I think it's an extremely tough thing to balance, because,
oh yeah,
you know, with kids, you got to, in a lot of ways, I mean, look, I'm a coach, okay? So I teach tennis, and obviously we talk sports and other things as well. But when I'm out there on the court, I'm always trying to encourage people. I'm never sitting there going like, you know, you're terrible at this. I'm always, whatever it is, if they are struggling, I try to figure out a way to encourage them to just keep pushing, keep working. Is that something that parents should do, is just kind of push their kids to go in different directions?
Well, yeah. So like what I talked about, we have our, one of our initiatives is support your kids' interests. And so, I mean, we're seeing that when parents are supporting their kids' interests, and like I said, sports or music, any extracurriculars, they're kind of deterred from turning towards those substances, as long as they have their parents' support is what we're kind of seeing. And so, but we're also trying to work on a positive norming campaign where, I mean, you always see the negative statistics of the people who are drinking, who are using prescription, right, misusing prescriptions. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to turn that around. We're trying to turn it into, while people are doing this, in reality, there are so many kids who aren't drinking,
right,
who are
right,
not misusing substances. And so we're trying to create that to kind of show that you have, there's good kids, and let's spotlight those kids.
Great point. That's great. The voice of Lauren Young hanging out with us from the Tempe Coalition. Check out their website, tempecoalition.org. Give them a phone call. I believe it's 480-858-2300, if I'm not mistaken. Lauren, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Are you an athlete?
I am. I swam competitively through a USA Swim Club for 4 or 5 years. So now I'm a little bit retired. I went into a master's program, so I still swim. I just don't race as much as I used to.
You know, like I told you the other day when we talked on the phone, that's something that you and I have in common. I was a competitive swimmer for almost 20 some odd years of my life, and it was such a great experience to be able to get in the water. And I think that you kind of hit on something that struck a nerve with me just when you said that there were ways that, you know, you did things to keep yourself away from getting into drugs and alcohol. And quite frankly, I did the same thing. I was an athlete. I played tennis. I played basketball. I played football. I swam. I did all these things so that I didn't find myself going down the wrong path. And I think that you hit that right on the head when you said, you know, you got to find something that you're passionate about. And then you go in that direction and you make it your priority that's what you want to do. And that means more to you than dabbling into drugs or alcohol, because you know that that's not a good path. And that honestly, that's kind of what I felt like as a kid, is I was always like, I got to do something to keep my mind straight, to keep my head straight. And because that's what I wanted to do as well. I wanted to be an athlete. So I think you hit that spot on.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing. I mean, is there what have you been doing to kind of get by these times right now?
You mean like kind of what I've been doing to pass the time?
Yep, exactly.
Well, I have been watching a lot of TV, actually, when I'm not working.
You got some good Netflix stuff or what?
I've really gotten into Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Andy Samberg and Melissa Fumero.
Okay, what's that? I don't know about it. What's it all about?
It's a comedy.
What is it?
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah, it's like a little sitcom. It's similar. It's like a dry humor, kind of like The Office.
Okay.
The best way I can describe it is it's like The Office meets like a cop show, like mixed. So it's all about like how they work together, but it's in a police precinct. It's pretty amusing. It's pretty funny. I've watched it. I finished it a couple days ago. Totally recommend. It's just a good laugh, and it does tackle some serious topics, but it approaches them from a little bit of a comedy side.
Right.
But it still makes that important point.
All right. So we would be remiss if we did not get your opinion about things that are happening right now in the world. You being, and Spencer, we tried to get hit. We got his viewpoint a little bit, but you being a millennial, what are your thoughts about what you're seeing so far in 2020?
Well, I can speak to kind of what we're seeing from a data standpoint in the coalition. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of stories come out about an increase in substance misuse, but we're not really seeing, we don't have any data to support that correlation that we're having an uptake, as well as we don't have any data to support that the substance misuse is responsible for kind of what's going on right now.
Interesting.
You know, Lauren, you know, once again, you know, I'm a former teacher, and the vaping thing was starting to really take off when I was teaching. And, you know, I had tons of kids trying, well, this is better than just straight up smoking. Can you speak to the dangers of what vaping does?
Yeah. And so nicotine vaping is actually now considered an epidemic, and the rates increased 57% from the 2017 to 2018, according to a national survey called Monitoring the Youth or Monitoring the Future Survey. And so it's really interesting, because we really need to focus on all substances, because they all interconnect. Everything kind of connects to each other. It just goes up and up from there. And so that's kind of a little bit of what I have to say about that.
Lauren Young from the Tempe Coalition, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza. Can you leave us with something for young adults or anybody that would be struggling with drugs, alcohol, opioids, just depression? Can you give them a a positive message and maybe give them some direction to where they can get some help?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, what I always say to people that I kind of meet with, or some of my friends that have some of these issues, is people are always there for you. When you decide that you want to get help, there are so many resources for you. You can turn to your family. You can turn to the Tempe Coalition or other coalitions across the valley. You can turn to different facilities and stuff like that. But everybody has your back. And we want to continue to help you. We want to help you overcome your challenges. And just know that you always have support. You always have a support system. When it may not feel like it, you always do.
I think that's a great message. And obviously, people can get in touch with the Tempe Coalition, 480-858-2300. Go to their website, tempecoalition.org, for all kinds of information. You can see what they're doing. They want to help, basically. At the end of the day, they really want to help, and they're there. This is one of those services that's out there to provide help for you. Lauren, appreciate your time so much. We're going to have to do this again, if you don't mind.
For sure. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this. We may have to get you in studio. I mean, you're a sharp kid. You are an absolutely sharp kid. We appreciate your time. I see you having a huge future, Lauren. I really do.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day, Lauren.
Have a good one.